Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at automotive technology.
Yeah, taking a look at a curriculum you sent us. It seems pretty in-depth.
Definitely seems like it. We've got the automotive technology curriculum overview.
And the daily lesson plans.
So we're going to try to distill those down for you. Our mission is to give you a good foundation.
Yeah.
And all the major systems of an automobile. We'll talk about engines.
Transmissions.
Exhaust.
Fuel, electrical, and cooling.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
And, you know, not just how those work, but also why they're so important to keep up.
Exactly. And what can happen if they fail.
Exactly.
So it's day one of this class. You're sitting there all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. What's the first thing they hit you with?
Safety. Big one.
Safety. Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You're going to be working with tools, maybe electricity, all sorts of fluids.
Absolutely. Don't want to get hurt on the first day.
No, no. Safety is paramount.
Okay, so safety first.
Yeah.
What comes next?
Then they're going to give you a breakdown of the major systems that we just mentioned. They break it down to six.
Okay, so the engine, transmission, exhaust, fuel, electrical, and cooling.
You got it.
Let's walk through them, starting with the engine, the heart of the beast.
Right. Day one, you're going to get like the real basics. So like how it converts fuel into motion.
Right.
Internal combustion. It's a pretty complex process, but you know.
Controlled explosions, basically.
Controlled explosions, yeah.
Yeah.
To get those pistons pumping.
All right. So we've got the engine. The transmission comes next.
The transmission, yep. That's all about transmitting the power from that engine to the wheels.
Right.
So that means changing gears, getting the right amount of power where you need it.
Got it. What about the exhaust system? I feel like that's more than just, you know, making noise.
Oh, absolutely. Way more than just noise. It takes those harmful emissions from the engine and gets them out of there.
Okay, so it's like an environmental thing as well.
It's safety and the environment all in one.
Cool. All right, so what about fuel?
Fuel system, that's how you get the fuel from the tank to the engine.
Right.
Keeps the whole thing running. You know, it's got the pump, the lines, the filters, the injectors.
Got it.
Whole system.
All right, on to electrical. This one always seems kind of mysterious to me.
It can be, but day one, you're just going to get the basics. Battery, alternator, starter motor.
Okay, so the battery starts it up, the alternator keeps it charged.
Yeah.
And the starter motor is what actually, like, turns the engine over.
Exactly.
Okay, and last but not least, the cooling system.
Keeps everything from overheating. Super important for, you know, the longevity of your engine.
Absolutely.
You'll learn about the radiator, the thermostat, the water pump.
So those are the big six: engine, transmission, exhaust, fuel, electrical, and cooling.
There you go.
But it's not just about like knowing these individually, right? They all work together.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. The engine needs fuel from the fuel system.
Right.
The cooling system keeps the engine from, you know, melting.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Yeah, it's a whole system.
What would you say is the main takeaway of this day one?
I mean, besides safety, it's just getting that foundational knowledge.
Right.
I mean, they do mention that they'll have you actually label these parts on a diagram or even on a real car.
That's cool.
So it's not all just book learning.
Awesome. So you've finished day one.
You've got the basics.
Now we can start to really get into how everything works together.
Yeah, the real fun begins next time.
I'm excited.
Me too. All right, so day two.
Day two, let's do it.
We're diving deeper into the engine.
All right.
Remember those controlled explosions?
Yes, that's how the car moves, right? Those controlled explosions.
That's it. So it all starts with the fuel and air getting mixed together in those cylinders.
Right.
And then the spark plug ignites the mix.
Oh,
boom.
Man.
Well, controlled boom.
Right.
And that forces the piston down.
Okay, so what happens after the piston goes down?
That's where the crankshaft comes in. It converts that up and down motion into rotational force.
So it's like turning the wheels, but not directly.
Yeah, it's more like turning a shaft that eventually leads to the wheels.
Gotcha. So the transmission is still doing its thing.
Exactly. But we're going to get to that on day three. Day two is all about the engine itself.
Okay, so what else do we learn about the engine on day two?
Well, they talk about different types of engines, like V-type and inline.
What's the difference?
It's all about how the cylinders are arranged.
Oh, okay.
V-type is in a V-shape. Inline is all in a row.
So does that affect performance?
It can, yeah. V-types tend to be more powerful, but inline engines can be smoother.
Interesting. So it's like a trade-off.
Pretty much, yeah. It depends what you're looking for.
Okay, so lots of engine theory on day two. Do we get to do anything hands-on?
They do say there's some hands-on stuff. Maybe not taking an engine apart.
Right.
But they might have you identify parts on a real engine.
Oh, cool. Like pop the hood and actually see what's what.
Exactly.
That's way better than just looking at a diagram.
For sure.
What would you say is like the most important thing to take away from day two?
I'd say it's getting a deeper understanding of what's happening inside the engine.
So not just that it makes the car go, but how it actually does it.
Yeah, like the actual mechanics of it.
All right, so we've got the engine down. What about the transmission?
That's day three. All about how that power from the engine actually gets to those wheels.
I'm ready. Let's dive in.
Okay, so it's all about gears, right?
Gears, yeah. I know cars have gears, but I don't really know what to do.
Well, gears are sets of toothed wheels,
Okay.
and they mesh together, and these different combinations, they create different gear ratios.
So, what do those gear ratios do?
They determine how much torque goes to the wheels.
Torque.
Yeah, it's like rotational force. It's what actually makes the car move.
Oh,
So
yep.
like when you start from a stop, you need a lot of torque.
Yep.
That's why you start in first gear. It has a low gear ratio, lots of torque, but not much speed.
Okay, and then as you speed up, you shift to higher gears.
Exactly. Higher gear ratios give you less torque, but more speed.
So it's all about finding the right balance depending on what you're doing.
You got it.
So that's how manual transmissions work. What about automatic?
Automatics are a bit more complex.
Yeah.
They use hydraulic fluid and valves and a computer to figure out when to shift.
So it's like the car is making the decisions for you.
Pretty much, yeah. It's trying to find the most efficient gear for the situation.
That's pretty cool.
It is. It's a lot of engineering that goes into those.
Do we get to take apart a transmission on day three?
Probably not a full teardown. They might have you look at parts of a transmission, though.
Or a clutch system.
Maybe, yeah. Just to get a sense of how it all works.
That would be neat. I'm starting to feel like I could actually explain this to someone.
See, this is why we do these deep dives. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
All right, so that's day three. Transmission down.
On to the next system.
Yep, day four is all about fuel.
All right, let's fuel up and keep going.
So day four starts at the source, the fuel
But
tank.
this is where the gas goes.
Yeah.
What happens next?
Then the fuel pump kicks in. It's like the heart of the fuel system.
Pumping that gas to the engine.
Exactly.
Okay.
But there's more to it than that.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, you've got to filter the fuel,
Okay.
get all the gunk out of it before it gets to the engine.
That makes sense. Wouldn't want to clog things up.
Nope. And then there are the fuel injectors. They spray the fuel right into the cylinders.
Oh, so that's how the fuel gets mixed with the air.
Yep. And they're super precise about how much fuel goes in each cylinder.
What about older cars? Do they have fuel injectors too?
Nah, they had carburetors.
Carburetors. What are those?
They're like mechanical fuel mixers.
Okay.
Not as precise as injectors, but simpler.
So fuel injection is a newer thing.
Relatively, yeah. It's more efficient and cleaner.
Makes sense. So we're always improving car tech.
Always trying to make things better, yeah.
We get to see how fuel injectors work on day four.
They might not let you handle them directly. Fuel can be dangerous.
Right, of course.
But they might show you the fuel system on a real car. Show you how to check for leaks and stuff.
Okay, so no playing with fire on day four.
Nope. Safety first.
Always.
So that's the fuel system. We've done engine, transmission, fuel.
What's next?
Time to clear the air.
Just
Literally.
heave the exhaust.
You got it. Day five is all about the exhaust system.
All right, let's hear it. What's so important about the exhaust system besides, making the car sound cool?
Well, the sound's a byproduct. The main purpose is to get those exhaust gases away from the engine safely.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about those harmful emissions you were talking about?
That's where the catalytic converter comes in.
Catalytic converter.
Yeah, it's like a little chemistry lab in your exhaust pipe.
What does it do?
It converts those harmful gases into less harmful stuff.
So it's like cleaning the exhaust before it gets released.
Exactly. Pretty neat technology, actually.
Sounds like it. What else do we learn about the exhaust on day five?
They talk about the muffler, too.
Oh, a muffler. That's the sound, right?
Yeah, it muffles the sound of the engine, makes it
Oh,
quieter.
okay.
And they'll also talk about emissions standards, how car makers are always trying to make their cars cleaner.
That's good. Got to protect the environment.
For sure. Okay, so hands-on for day five.
Yeah, what do we get to do?
Probably not installing a muffler or anything.
Yeah, probably not.
But they might have you identify the different parts of the exhaust system on a real car.
Trace it from engine to tailpipe.
Something like that, yeah.
Cool. I'm learning so much. This is great.
Glad to hear it. All right, we're ready for day six.
Yeah, bring it on. What's next?
Day six is all about the electrical system.
Oh boy, wires and stuff. This is where I get lost.
It can be intimidating, but don't worry. Day six is just the basics.
Okay, good. So where do we start?
With the battery, remember we talked about that a little on day one?
Yeah, it provides the power to start the car.
Right, but it's more than just a power source. It's like the heart of the whole electrical system.
Okay.
Without it, nothing works.
So what else is there besides the battery?
Well, there's the
The
alternator.
alternator. What does that do?
It charges the battery while the engine is running.
Oh, okay. So it's like the battery's backup.
Yeah, you could say that. Keeps it from running out of juice.
And what about the starter motor?
That's what actually uses the battery's power to crank the engine.
Gotcha. So it's all connected. Battery, alternator, starter motor.
Exactly. And then you have all the circuits and wires that connect everything together.
Right, all the wiring. That's the part that confuses me.
Yeah, it can get pretty complex.
But we don't have to worry about that on day six, right?
Not too much. They'll talk about fuses.
Fuses?
Yeah, they're like safety devices for the circuits.
Okay.
If too much current flows through a circuit, the fuse blows and breaks the circuit.
Oh, so it's like a protection thing.
Exactly. Prevents damage to the wiring and components.
That's good.
Yeah, super important.
What about hands-on for day six? Do we get to play with wires?
Maybe not play with wires, but they'll probably have you look at the different electrical components on a real car.
Identify things like the battery and the alternator.
Yeah, and fuses. Just getting familiar with where things are.
Okay, that makes sense. Safety first, right?
Always.
So that's the electrical system. What's next on our automotive adventure?
We've got one more system to cover. The cooling system.
Oh, yeah, the cooling system. Important stuff. I've heard stories about cars overheating.
It's not pretty. Can really damage your engine if it gets too hot.
So what do we learn about on day seven?
All about how the cooling system keeps the engine at the right temperature. You'll
Okay.
learn about the radiator, the thermostat, and the water pump.
So what does the radiator do?
It's basically a big heat exchanger.
Okay.
It takes the heat from the engine coolant and transfers it to the air.
So it's like cooling down the cool.
Exactly. Keeps it from getting too hot and boiling over.
What about the thermostat?
The thermostat regulates the flow of coolant.
Okay.
It makes sure the engine warms up quickly and then stays at the right temperature.
Right, because the engine needs to be at a certain temperature to run efficiently.
Exactly. Too cold or too hot, and it won't run right.
What about the water pump?
That's the muscle of the cooling system.
Okay.
It circulates the coolant through the engine, radiator, and all the hoses.
So it's like a little pump just for the cooling.
Yep. And it's essential for keeping everything flowing smoothly.
Makes sense. So what about hands-on for day seven?
Probably no major disassemblies, but they might have you inspect a radiator and check the coolant
Oh,
level.
yeah. Got to make sure there's enough coolant in there.
Absolutely. Crucial for keeping the engine cool.
Okay, so we've covered all the major systems now, right?
Engine, transmission, fuel, exhaust, electrical, and cooling. We've done it.
Wow. That's a lot of information. But I feel like I'm really starting to understand how cars work.
That's the goal, but remember, this is just the
Oh,
beginning.
yeah. There's more.
Day 8 is where we really start putting it all together, seeing how all these systems interact with each other.
Okay, I'm excited for that. Let's take a break and come back for day eight.
Sounds good to me.
Welcome back to this deep dive. We've talked about a lot of individual systems.
Yeah, really gotten into the weeds of how things work.
Now on day eight, it's like putting it all together, right?
Exactly. It's all about understanding the big picture, how everything's connected.
Okay, so give me an example. How would you explain this interconnectedness?
Well, let's think about starting the car. When you turn the key,
Okay.
the electrical system is what tells the starter motor to do its thing.
Right, and then the starter motor cranks the engine.
And the engine needs fuel from the fuel system and air from the intake.
And of course, the cooling system's got to keep everything from overheating.
Right, and the exhaust system gets rid of all the byproducts.
So it's all happening at once.
Pretty much. It's a chain reaction, and if one link breaks,
The whole thing falls apart.
yeah, or at least it won't work, right?
Okay, so it's not just about knowing how to fix the engine. You got to know how it interacts with everything else.
Exactly. You got to be a systems thinker.
I like that. Systems thinker. So, what kind of hands-on stuff do they have you do on day eight to really get this?
They start to introduce some diagnostic tools,
Okay.
things like a scan tool to read error codes from the car's computer.
So you can figure out what's wrong.
Yeah, and a multimeter to test electrical circuits.
Sounds like a lot to take in.
It is, but it's all building on what you learned in the previous days.
Right, so you're not starting from scratch.
Nope, you've got that foundation to build on.
Awesome.
Well,
Yeah, so what else happens on day eight?
they circle back to safety.
Okay.
It's day 9, actually.
Oh, right. Dedicated day for safety.
Yeah, they really emphasize that throughout the whole curriculum.
Makes sense. Working on cars can be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
For sure. So they talk about things like disconnecting the battery safely
Yeah, don't want to get zapped.
and avoiding burns from the exhaust.
And making sure you have proper ventilation when working with fuel.
All important stuff.
Absolutely. So we're almost done with this first unit, huh? What about day 10?
That's review day.
Time to make sure everything sunk in.
Yep. They'll go over all 6 major systems again
Make sure you got all the key points.
and answer any questions you might have.
Might even have a quiz or something.
Possibly, yeah. just to test your knowledge.
So we've come to the end of our deep dive into this automotive curriculum.
And wow, there's a lot packed into those first 10 days.
I'm honestly amazed by how much they cover. It's like a crash course in car mechanics.
It is, but they do a good job of breaking it down step by step.
Yeah, and I love that they emphasize both the theory and the hands-on experience.
Right. It's not just about reading about it. You got to get your hands dirty.
Absolutely. I feel like I could actually work on a car now. Well, maybe with some supervision.
That's the point. To give you the confidence and the knowledge to tackle basic maintenance or even repairs.
And even if you don't want to do the work yourself, at least you understand what's going on.
Exactly. It makes you a more informed car owner.
So, to our listeners out there, keep that curiosity going.
Yeah.
There's a whole world of automotive knowledge out there.
And who knows, maybe you'll discover a passion for it.
Or at the very least, you'll be a more confident driver.
That's for sure. So thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
And until next time, drive safes.